Blazy thinks his looks have gone down. Radio.
What's out here?
Yes, but on a bid weight.
He's
the New York pizza of politicians, according to our commenters, at least.
He's not fat or anything. He just looks a little puffy compared to his old self. He's like, you know.
That's the difference between running Canada and running America. When you become president in America, you be 4 years later, you're like gray and gaunt.
Yeah, you're
4 years later
in
Canada, and you're like puffier somehow.
Running America is like meth, methamphetamine.
Running Canada, it's just like endless back bacon.
Yeah, it's like a few bonbons a day. You know, you put on a little weight. You don't look your best.
Eating all that moose meat.
What is there to do when you run Canada? Not do blackface. That's all you have to do.
Well, he didn't do it when he was running Canada.
Okay, but not
he
have
had it out
not,
of the system.
All right, what do you have to do to run Canada and not have done blackface?
Well,
that's it.
I don't know the history of the previous PMs. They may have all done it.
He's still president, so. Mm. Or what are they, a PM?
Is it prime minister, I think?
I've heard people call him the president, though. I mean, they just want to be America so bad without being America. They want to be like the nice America without the racism. So hard.
Without the racism, except for all the indigenous people buried in mass graves around religious schools.
Oh, please don't think I was saying Canada isn't racist. I was saying the people want to be American without the racism.
Yeah.
But Canada will tell you how not racist they are. And they're so oblivious, like how they will, what Rob just said, they will ignore all the bullet points of how they're just basically America light. They've participated in basically every shitty, horrible genocide that the U.S. has supported. I mean, plenty of maple washing going on.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I didn't invent that term. That's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's a known thing for like positive stories about Canada and the culture that ignore their war crimes and stuff. It's called maple washing, which I love.
All right. I do want to send a quick condolences to a former Livecast guest, John Cizulla, founder of Megaforce Records. He sadly passed away earlier this week, and he was a great guest on the show. Highly recommend going back and listening to the episode we had with him, especially if you love when we discuss old New York, because this guy is a true, I mean, he's from New Jersey, but, you know, it counts.
It's fine.
He's been in the scene. We talked a lot about the Brooklyn venue, L'Amour, and he had a lot of great stories. And that guy, I mean, metal would be very different today if it wasn't for John Cizulla. So our thoughts to his family.
Hashtag RIP a legend.
Do we want to send preemptive condolences to Chris Holmes?
I was going to say, and also, Livecast punchline, Chris Holmes is diagnosed with neck and throat cancer. Nothing to laugh about. And,
certainly not.
While, we've had a lot of fun talking about Chris Holmes, we genuinely wish him a speedy recovery.
Sure.
Darren, I'd like to ask you a curious question for the future.
Please.
If Chris Holmes, during his treatment, is required to have a tracheotomy, will you update Throat Guy voice to make it sound like Chris Holmes?
I'll do it for the show. Sure.
Thank you.
I won't update it. I will do a separate character, and it could be a Throat universe, cinematic universe of different Throat people. They can interact and just have conversations with each other.
I'd love that, actually.
I also want to mention our phone lines are open. 213 Wide Nut is the number. It's 213-943-3688. And I want to remind our audio listeners that we are live every Saturday at around noon Eastern for about 90 minutes. And we now broadcast video on Twitch, YouTube, and our Facebook page.
Mm.
And we leave it up for free. That's right. We're now a video podcast.
Yeah. It took a while, but we finally caught up.
Finally caught up, and we hope you enjoy the new digs. It's been fun interacting live in the Twitch chat with all the lovely listeners that happen to be listening live.
We get some hilarious comments. during the show.
And some incorrect ones about pizza, but that's okay. We still love you.
And I don't believe that was sincere. He has to eat that shitty pizza every day. So I know. I know it's just trolling. It's fine.
I don't know.
They love us. They're trying to get us mad. It's okay. I'm not mad.
All right. And is there anything else we need to, any other business we need to get into before
we put out a new Patreon episode a couple days ago?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Very excited about this episode. Hit up our Patreon page, patreon.com/RIPAliveCast. We do 2 bonus episodes a month. $5 a month gets you the episodes. You get a bunch of columns from Sid. You get access to all of our previous bonus episodes. And this month, that's the top of the month, we did a really, really great watch-along of the new Steve Harvey show, Judge Steve Harvey. And if you loved our roasting of Steve Harvey before, you'll certainly love us suffering through his new show.
And you certainly won't love the show, though.
You won't love the show, but you'll love us watching it, I think. And then also earlier in the month, last month, we posted a watch-along of the Fred Durst movie The Fanatic, starring John Travolta, and that was another brutal movie fun episode. So lots of fun on the Patreon if you need a little more content as the weather gets a little cooler.
It's getting cooler for you.
It's getting warmer for me.
Mr. Tulum.
That's right.
Tulum Raba. Like Tallulah Bankhead.
Oh.
There's a reference for you.
Rob, you ever get head in a bank?
No.
There's nothing like Bankhead.
All right. Well, so I wanted to bring back something from 2012, May 2012, which is crazy now that it's been 10 years almost. Episode 165. It's been one of the longest running mysteries of the podcast.
I just want to say, I can't believe anything on this show is 10 years old.
And that was episode 165.
Yeah, so we had been at it like 3 years already.
Is it 500 episodes ago?
Basically, yes. So let's play a little clip of Sid making me uncomfortable from that episode. Let's see.
Noah, so explain to us what happened to Rob's neck, because you always get the inside info.
Right.
What is it? Tell us.
I don't even see anything on his neck.
It's right there. Come on, he's hiding it now. He's trying to hide it. Move.
I'm at the
What is that? That's a hickey.
It is.
That's something that he clearly knows how he got it, and he's holding back.
Could it be a TV shot?
Rob always has like red markings on his skin, though. No, I remember one time he had bed bugs. He had a rash.
And my parents
Bed
bugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look me in the eye and lie to me about what that thing is on your neck. Because whatever you say is going to be a lie.
Okay, wait, here we go.
Is it curling
iron? A girl gave me a hickey.
All right, now tell me the truth.
It was a guy.
Seriously, what is it? What happened?
I don't even know. I don't.
You're lying.
Okay.
You're clearly lying. I could tell how.
Sid, where's your hickey?
Yeah.
Nowhere where you could see it.
How often do you get hickeys? Oh. I can't see it. Where is it?
Hickey on your dickie?
I give hickeys because I'm a jerk. But I don't.
Is it like on the side of where your thigh meets your pubic bone? Is that where you have a hickey?
Wow.
Like in that crease?
Is it in your love handle?
In the V?
I have the same reaction now.
Do you have a hickey?
No, I jokingly said it's nowhere where you can see.
Oh, okay. No, he doesn't have hickeys. He doesn't allow that.
Do you see? Have you seen?
I'm at the wrong angle
to
show
him.
Oh, that's totally a hickey.
Yeah.
How
did it come from? Tell us.
And you see how he's laughing and smiling around there.
Come on.
Rob is allowed to have a personal life. He doesn't have to share everything on the air.
The rest of us do.
Thank you.
Yeah. This is what happens.
Sure, wait to
it's your own fault.
Come on. That's
true. You do offer a lot of shit up.
Yeah.
God damn it. How dare you keep secrets?
Wait, we just received an email that the hickey came from Gatan Dugas.
Oh, no. He's a Gatan fan.
Hickey's called sepsis.
Yeah.
All right.
God bless Noah, just throwing her body in front of the
onslaught
to try to protect you.
I wish she was here. I thank her again. So yeah, I'll reveal it. And everything I said in that clip is true. When Sid was like, I want you to lie to me and tell me who gave you the hickey. And I said, oh, girl gave me the hickey. That was indeed a lie. Because it was indeed a guy. That guy eventually became my boyfriend. And we've been dating for 10 years now. So I am a homosexual. That is my big reveal. Hooray. And I do want to say that Sid and Darren have known for a while. I basically told them shortly after that, it was so awkward. And Noah didn't. And I just didn't.
Noah
really
already knew then.
Noah already knew at that moment. Noah was like one of the first people I told. My fag gag, as I
said. I'm off on the timeline because my recollection, and correct me if I'm wrong, was that Sid and Noah knew before that clip, and I did not.
Sid did not know.
So Sid and I found out at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
This whole time, I always thought I was the last to know this.
I might have even found out a little bit after you, officially.
No, I told you guys the same day.
You told me that before this clip?
No.
I thought I learned it at
No,
the time.
Both of you found out on the same day. I basically told all my friends on the same day.
Right. I'm forgetting that the clip didn't reveal this. See, I thought I'm thinking.
I didn't talk about it on the clip. Yeah, I didn't want to.
Right.
So the main reason I didn't want to talk about it at the time was that I didn't want my parents finding out because my parents didn't know. And I mean, look, I was still kind of like figuring it out myself. I was deeply closeted. not at this point, obviously, not in 2012. But so it was quite a journey for me. And I didn't want to do it on the air or in public. And also with the metal site, I didn't want people already sending me nasty comments. I didn't want homophobia in those comments as well. But, you know, that was in 2012. It's 10 years later. It's obviously a much different time. And truthfully, I really just didn't care. I've been like open about it with basically everyone who's close to me for years now. Everyone had met my boyfriend and all that. And, you know, but I just was never really public with it because I didn't really want to share that aspect of my life on social media. But it's not really an issue. And I don't know. It's not really an issue. And it just, I didn't know how to bring it up before. And especially it's not being an issue once my parents found out and they know they're fine. Mm-hmm. It's not an issue, but you know, 10 years ago when I was 28, it felt like a much bigger issue.
I feel like I was sort of the only one out of the close group of friends that you have that didn't really suspect that at all. Mm. Like I really thought, I talked to Noah and she was like, oh, I knew before you told me. I knew that.
Same.
I did not.
Well, Sid, you had a bit of an advantage.
I'll tell that story in a moment.
You guys talk. Sid, you tell the story because I have to take a call really quick.
Wow. So the way I knew was obviously all the listeners know me and Rob lived together for a while. And when we first moved in, Rob had an Xbox that we were trying to set up for streaming from our computers. And so we're trying to set this Xbox up. And we're not getting, like, it's not connecting to Rob's computer in his room. The Xbox and the TV set was in the living room. Mm-hmm. And so at one point, Rob goes into his bedroom to try to, like, tweak the settings or whatever so the videos will stream from his computer to the Xbox. And I'm sitting in the living room to see if anything changes. And he does something, and all of a sudden, a list of videos from his hard drive pops up, and it's just all gay porn.
Damn.
It's just all thumbnails of cocks. And Rob's like, did that do anything? And I was like, well, do I out my friend unwillingly right now, or do I play dumb? Like, what do I do here? So it's like, no, it's still not working. I'm getting tired of this. I'm just going to go into my room. You let me know when this is fixed.
Well, it did
and
something.
I just left.
Yes, it did something, Rob.
But that's when I knew pretty much that he was at least experimenting. And but I didn't want to, like, I figured he'd be mortified if that was the way he, like, accidentally outed himself. So I just kept it to myself.
Mm-hmm. That was nice of you.
He'll tell me when he's ready, and eventually that happened. It was years later, but it happened. So, yeah, that was how I knew. I mean, I always had suspicions.
I thought he was just, like, socially awkward and wasn't great at talking to girls and stuff. But obviously that was, you know, he was trying to do something that wasn't in his nature.
Yeah.
But I really did not think – I was, like, floored that he was gay. That's how much I didn't think that.
Oh.
I don't see him as having any, like, you know, there's no gaydar for me with Rob. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, you know, he always, you know, would do the little flamboyant voice and joke. You'd think
I do that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he was in Sing in high school. It's like, is that just a bit or is that really him? I remember we'd walk around in our neighborhood when we lived together, and it was a much more, it was Bensonhurst, very conservative Italian neighborhood. Mm. And you do that voice all out. I'm like, be quiet, man. People are going to rough you up.
I'm always like hesitant to, I don't even know how to word this. Cause I don't want to be like, well, I didn't think it because he wasn't femme. You know, that doesn't, right. Is that like, that's not, I don't want to be insensitive. Like,
it's understandable what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like the best representation of who Rob is was, I don't remember if you watched the old Sarah Silverman show on Comedy Central.
Yes, the couple.
And her friend Steve Agee and Brian Posehn, who were just like this total, like, sloppy dude gay couple who just hung out and, like, watched movies and played video games. It was just like two regular slacker dudes who happened to be gay.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was our Rob.
Isn't there like a
representation?
There's like an Urban Dictionary word for that, isn't there? Like a quote unquote regular dude, bro, that's gay.
I'm not sure.
Rob will know if he ever gets off his call. We're just sitting here talking about him.
Imagine if that's it. He's like so exhausted from revealing that he just left the show and that it's just us for the rest of the
hour. Made an excuse.
My phone's ringing. Gotta go.
He's like, getting another hickey.
What could the call be that's so important that he just leaves the show?
I have no idea. I hope it's nothing bad.
Yeah, well, it better be for him to do this if it's just like his aunt calling to see how he's doing.
What if
that should go to voicemail?
What if his parents heard this and they changed their mind? They're like, you know, he thought they were okay with it and they're not, and they heard.
Wait, we thought you were kidding. We
Robert,
like the voice.
You're the gay? For real? They were watching us on Twitch.
They're going to get us blocked.
His mother's a very big Twitch head, apparently. Oh, there
I'm back, but I don't hear you yet.
Everything okay?
Yeah, what was that all about? We're in the middle of this big reveal, and you just bounce.
Hold on, let me reboot.
Jesus Christ. This is so rude.
Oh, man. This is like the worst timed phone call in Twitch history. Hello. Oh, now we can't hear you.
Of course.
Oh,
there.
Oh, you can. Okay.
Now we can.
So that Xbox incident, I wasn't listening to you guys, but I just want to add, I was mortified. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
So you did realize.
I did, but then I lied to myself. I figured, oh, he didn't see anything. You know, whatever. And like, what am I going to do?
But what did you realistically think Sid would do if he did see that? Who cares? You think he's not?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was just definitely afraid of being judged at the time. I understand.
But I judged you for literally everything you did.
Yeah, that's so, like the one thing he wouldn't judge you for.
Yeah.
I just didn't want. I was ashamed. I mean, like, what? It's nothing to do with Sid. It was my own personal shame, and it's something honestly I'm very jealous of Gen Z about. Gen Z.
Yeah.
About the next generation is they don't have the shame. They don't have like the shame that. You know, I was born in the 80s, and I feel like people in the early 90s, it was like much less accepted. And now I feel like, you know, there's very few closeted gay people. Like, people are just way more comfortable with it. And I mean, I'm happy for them, but I'm very jealous.
I'm not in this generation, so I may be off on this. But to me, it seems more socially acceptable to be gay or trans than it does to hate on them now.
Agreed. Yeah, exactly. Whereas before, I mean, even you would see in mainstream broadcast television, gay bashing, you know, done for laughs, done by likable characters. So you don't really see that anymore.
So
So
I also I want to quickly just thank everyone in the chat for being very, very congratulatory, like Dusty Rhodes Muffler. And
it's the first non-snarky thing he's ever said in any of our chats. Good on you, Dusty.
And Left Behind 99 with Kakaraba. Kakaraba. He says, so excited for, so happy for you, Rob. I know how exciting and joyous coming out can be. Enjoy the good vibes, dude. Thanks, Left Behind. It feels weird. Like, I feel like I've already come out, you know, like everyone that I wanted to come out to, I did. So, but I guess this is like a second coming out. So thank you guys. Thank you for being so supportive.
You're like Jesus. It's the second coming out.
What else did you guys talk about during that call? That
I said that after he told the story, I said I couldn't. I was the only person, because I talked to Noah and she said, oh, I knew way before he'd even told me that he was gay. And Sid said the same thing. And I said, I was floored that you were gay. Like, not in a bad way. I wasn't like, I can't talk to her anymore. I was very supportive, but I would have never suspected that you were gay at all.
Well, that's on you, Darren.
Why is that?
No, I'm kidding.
I have no gaydar for you. I did not pick that up. I thought you were, like, socially awkward and couldn't talk to girls, when really it was just you were trying to do something you didn't want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, I have
and,
to
add-
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Dusty Rose Muffler in the chat asks, can we still make jokes? Of course.
You can make even better ones now.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm totally comfortable with it. So whatever you want to say, I don't care.
And can we also say that now that this is out in the open, we can say that you actually are the top, right? That wasn't like a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, I am the top.
All right. So just so everyone knows what page we're on.
And now we're getting to the important questions. Which wrestler would Rob fuck?
Yes,
oh, Dusty, thank you.
that was actually on our.
Every time we do this show, this is going to be a thing now for going forward.
That was on our show rundown.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I can tell you the number one wrestler Rob would fuck is Paul London.
Mm.
Is that correct?
No, back in the day, certainly.
Yeah,
he might have aged.
I don't know how he aged.
Right now, my crush is it would be Ricochet. I think Ricochet is the most attractive guy.
Who's your first wrestler crush?
My first wrestler crush. Well, what's so interesting is thinking back, I've been very reflective in this last decade about my homosexuality, and wrestling was definitely a gay awakening for me, because I do remember, like, I forget what it was. Oh, I think it was like that pose down that Ravishing Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior had. And then they, they're basically oiling themselves up and flexing their muscles. and so the awakening for me was at the end of that thing, Rick Rude takes like one of those, you know, like muscle pumpers, and he hits Ultimate Warrior with it, and Ultimate Warrior's knocked out. And Ultimate Warrior's just laying on his back, knocked out, with his muscles bulging. And I remember, as like a 7-year-old kid or whatever, I was thinking like, oh, it'd be so fun to go up to Ultimate Warrior and tickle him right now.
That's so awesome.
I remember that, like, that was my memory of that moment. And I realized, like, you know, that's, I didn't want to tickle him.
Right. That's how it starts.
Wind your hands on his body. I don't obviously, I'm not a connoisseur of the male form, but I look at the Ultimate Warrior. He looks like he's in great shape, but he looks like just a big roided up rock. While I could see how Rick Rude would be attractive, I can't see. Were you really attracted to the Ultimate Warrior, or just
as a child? Sure, as a child.
I'm not shaming you for that. I'm just trying to understand.
Muscles,
yeah.
I just really like.
Okay. I feel like Rick Rude has a physique that I could see, like, you know, why someone's attractive. He's lean, but he's
Now looking back, I have no physical attraction to Ultimate Warrior, but I think it was just the more like what it represented than what it actually was.
That mullet too doesn't help.
Left Behind 99 asks, which Trent Reznor would Rob bang is the real question. For me, it's the druggy femboy era. I guess I would do the downward spiral era. Trent Reznor is the most fuckable to me. Although, I do like beefy daddy Trent Reznor, but he's not quite my type.
I remember we speaking of back to wrestlers, we were at the AEW show, the last one we went to,
And we were right near, not the entrance, but where the wrestlers would go to walk out when they were done. And they all walked literally right by us, like 20 feet
like
away.
Like the side exit.
And Rob was like raiding their buttocks. And I was like, I said, I was curious, like, because he mentioned one. And I said, well, who are the best, you know, top three on the show? And MJF came right out.
I'm not even attracted to MJF, but the man has a great butt.
He's just like the top heel. Yeah. He's like the Roddy Piper, sort of the big like microphone guy.
Okay.
And
so like, wait, was Rob just doing this verbally rating, or is this for like squared circle pit?
This is just for Darren.
This was just for me. I got a private episode of the sexy squared circle pit. But there we go. And well, I don't want to. He wasn't like talking about asses the whole time or anything. I'm just saying it came up. But oh, look at that one! What?
Oh my God! The man's got a butt.
What does MJF stand for?
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Friedman. He's a Jew.
Friedman.
Long Island Jew.
Wow, Rob.
And Rob has mentioned to me. Rob has mentioned to me how repellent he thinks MJF is because of his whole character is being like a Long Island like the frat boy. Dipshit. Oh, the guys we went to junior high and high school with. So, and his whole but he is that guy, like even though he's acting and playing character.
Oh, a nice version of it.
Like he looks just like that. Like he's just the guy the punchable face. So you must be
so he's the guy that bullied Colt Cabana when they were children. Basically.
Yes. I also want to point out Rob and I had a lengthy discussion about Sarah Jay's ass, who is probably the hottest woman in AEW.
I can acknowledge a fine female.
Oh, sorry. Did I say Sarah J?
Yes, you did.
I meant Anna Jay. I do not find her that attractive, Sarah J. She's all right. I don't think she's horrible or anything.
Looks like a third grade teacher that's sort of mean to the kids.
Not my type, but Anna Jay is my type.
Let's see, Rob.
Anna Jay?
Yes.
She's definitely a pog.
A what?
A pog. A fat ass white girl. PH.
Look at us teaching Rob things.
We've got to find the ass though. She's pretty, but the ass puts her over the top.
This is
not the coming out thing you wanted.
Look at that.
Fourth.
Oh my
goodness. Fourth on the left. Look at that montage of ass cheek. What is that? Fourth
on the left.
The left column. Fourth down. Right.
I see.
What is that?
Just a collage.
Someone has too much time on their hands.
Yeah, this is.
They should just sneak one MJF into that collage there.
Deuterito in the chat has a very good question for you, Rob. Who's a terrible person that Rob feels conflicted finding attractive?
Mm. Oh, that's a good question. Let's
you can
see.
Say
who
it, Rob.
The...
It's okay. It won't make it weird.
I do not see you or Darren sexually or any of my friends.
Butch.
No, it's like I just have this kind of divide on like guys I see sexually and guys I just see as like, you know, friends or whatever.
So before maybe you answer, go ahead, Sid.
Yeah, I was just going to say maybe it's because you haven't seen either of us naked yet. That would change it.
I've seen you virtually naked.
You haven't seen the most important part, though.
That doesn't matter to me.
Let's do that on a Patreon episode.
Wait, that doesn't matter to you? Like, are you saying size doesn't matter to you? Is that
I don't care.
Penis? Wow, okay.
Butt size is more important to me.
Well, you already
I got a fat ass. Come on.
Well, it's hairy, though. I prefer a smoother butt.
Yeah. Fair.
What happened?
These are my preferences.
I want to point out also, this is a side anecdote. One day I was on, did a show, and I don't remember exactly what I said, but I said something kind of self-deprecating, like, I'm a fat fuck, or I said something, I was out of shape, and I didn't feel right, and we got off the end of the show, and this was like maybe a month after Rob revealed that he was gay to us, and he was like, Darren, you're a very handsome man, like, you're very attractive, and then I said, oh, that makes me feel really bad. I didn't think he was hitting on me, obviously, but he had to put a disclaimer. I feel he was still insecure, and he was like, oh, I'm not like trying to, you know, I'm not hitting on you or anything. I don't see you in that way at all, but I think you're way too hard on yourself. I think, and I can give you my opinion as a gay man, you're very, very attractive. And that made me feel really good. I sometimes go back to that when I feel like I'm 10 pounds too puffy or whatever. I think of what Rob said, and it means a lot to me because he's gay. He looks at men in that way.
And I asked for someone. I came up with an answer of someone who I hate, who I would hate fuck. And the answer would be Madison Cawthorn.
Oh,
he's
really?
In a wheelchair. Come on.
I know. That makes it even better.
He can't get away.
Where's he going?
Wow.
Where's he going?
You should, Rob, just fuck him and enroll him down the stairs.
I fuck him. I hate fuck him. I fuck some socialism into him.
Oh, my God.
You know, see, I mixed up these GOP dipshits, but I thought when you said Madison Cawthorn, you were talking about the dummy with the one eye.
Oh,
oh
Dan Crenshaw.
Oh, no, I do not find him.
They look alike to me. What am I missing here?
No, Dan Crenshaw's got facial hair. He's older.
All right, yeah, but I'm saying it's the framework there.
Rob
likes
twinks.
Rob likes the twinks. Exactly. This guy's more of a like an otter daddy type. Or is that guy like a muscle?
What's an otter? Please.
I know what a daddy
is. Otter is a skinnier bear. Like a bear who's not chubby.
The bear with
a hairy, you know, skinny guy.
Why do from bear? All right.
I didn't come
I guess
to
otters
no, I
are like cute and hairy. Is that that's the gist of it in real life, like animals?
Which am I, Rob, of the two?
I would say you've grown into a bear at this point.
What am I? Sid's a bear? I thought you need to be like he's not like big though. He's more like fat.
Can you be 5'6"
and
a bear?
It's more just it's more just hairy. It's more like hairy and
wow.
And like
and bald.
Little meat on the bone.
Is it
not
the bald?
Bald.
The
no.
Bald?
No.
What am
I?
I would think you would also fall in the bear category. Or perhaps the daddy cat or a daddy.
Daddy bear.
Dusty Rosewelter says Sid is a cub. I guess that could also work. It's like a young bear.
He's too old to be a cub.
I'm 42.
You just got traded to the Cubs, Sid. Get that hat off.
Left Behind 99 writes, bellies are the boobs of the gay world, sort of. And, you know, I have to say, I gained so much. I thought I was way less attractive before I was. Before I came out as gay, before I started going to gay social events and having guys hit on me and realizing like, oh, hey, all of this stuff that, you know, I was insecure about my height, my weight, whatever. That's actually all the positive features that gay guys would want, like a tall, big, hairy bear. Is very in demand in the gay world, so it's done a lot for my self-confidence. As I feel like if you listen to the show, you would notice over the years, I find myself much more confident in myself.
Could you answer Dusty Rhodes Muffler's question?
Dusty Rhodes Muffler asked, would Rob fuck Bill Apter?
Come on.
And the answer is no, I would not. I don't like older.
What
I'm more into the older generation.
Let's say current Rob gets in a time machine back to like the late 70s, and you're at like a pre-WWF house show at the Garden. You're like schmoozing with the wrestlers at like a meet and greet.
No. Young, Bill Apter's too schlubby.
Even then?
Bill Apter just seductively, unknowingly, a corner of his tongue comes out of the corner of his mouth as he's stroking his camera, waiting for that tight Iron Sheik shot. He doesn't win you over?
He doesn't even know
he's seducing you.
Deuterino asks, ever interview someone for Metal Injection and get a boner for them?
Skeleton.
Well, not a literal boner, but I did have a huge crush on Cynic frontman Paul Masvidal. And I interviewed him at like the peak of my crush. And I think if you watch that interview, it's just like, with some of the answers he gives, I'm zoning out because I'm just like.
But you usually do
that. Oh, come on.
Sid, are you saying the typos are all because of man crushes?
Rob, here's the thing from.
I was going to just cue up the interview so you could see me staring at his eye. And like,
this is very Rob.
Oh, whoa.
It's so weird to have, like, the person with the crush is twice the size of the person who is the object.
You could have folded him up and taken him home with you.
I know.
You could literally crush him.
Yeah.
But he's very pretty.
Is he? Yeah. He's a good-looking guy. I wouldn't. I like. See. I have to preface this by I can't put myself in your shoes, but my perception of what an attractive man is so different. Like every time I think a man is attractive, a woman or a gay man will tell me, "Ew, what are you talking about?"
Like, it's all relative.
I can't think of one right now. I'm just saying I've had that happen before. And then like everyone I think, right? Is it relative? But there's some people that are
unique. Gerald McCraney.
Well, you're asking me or Rob?
You.
I don't find him attractive. No. I think that's someone I would say would like men, gay men would probably find attractive.
Rob, what are your thoughts on Gerald McCraney?
I have to look him up. I don't know who that is.
Major Dad.
Major Dad. And he was in Cagney and Lacey, too, or one of those cops?
Oh, I see. I mean, again, I don't like the older gentleman, but this guy's definitely a gay icon with that mustache.
Major Daddy.
Good-looking guy, like, in his youth, and he aged well, but he still looks like an old guy.
Okay, Rob, there's one thing I wanted to bring up from livecast lore that is reframed given the current revelation. The love bus with you and Noah.
Okay.
And your whole infatuation with her then.
Okay.
Let's get into that. Like, how does that work? If you were into dudes, what was up with your fascination with Noah?
Well, at the time, I was very, what's the term? Like, I would push away my gay thoughts. I wasn't accepting of my truth as a youth in high school and in college. And I just kind of convinced myself I was going to power through it and I needed to find a girlfriend and just like, you know, just this is something I have to deal with, you know,
the story of a lot of people. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I think what it was is that like, I was confusing, a great friendship with like, oh, you know, here's someone I really get along with. We have a great time, blah, blah, blah. Noah's attractive. I was attracted to her as far as a gay person could be attracted to a straight person. But like, so just in my head, I was like, oh, this is means for a relationship, which I feel like even at the time I knew it wasn't going to happen, but I felt like I should it was like I needed to do it. I felt like a lot of pressure also just because at that point in my life, all my friends had either had a girlfriend or had a girlfriend previously and I was still never in a relationship and all that stuff. So it was a lot of that. But
did you think
it wasn't
happen because you didn't really want it, or did you think it wasn't gonna happen because she wasn't interested?
I think the latter. I don't know. I mean, it was so long ago. But I just felt like I should ask. I felt like I don't know. We were just having a really good time, and it was like, oh, maybe this is what a relationship is. I don't know. I was a fucking dumb kid.
Did you actually finger a girl in public?
Yeah.
I believe
that girl, that absolutely – all my stories that I told, absolutely true. I'm not – I was actively seeking girlfriends, and at that moment, I really, really wanted to get laid. I felt like I needed to unlock that achievement. And this girl – and this girl was a willing participant, and we just had nowhere to do it because we were, you know, late in our late teens and had no money and lived with our parents, you know.
Robert, you can finger any broad you want here in my house. Please do.
Oh, and I want to mention another big moment. Like, there's been a lot of, like, there was a lot of things that I think about that are, like, defining moments of me accepting my sexuality. And I don't remember, but there was like a competition, or like maybe Sid and Sean had a bet where like if I could get laid by the end of the year. Do you remember this? This is when we were
vaguely, yes.
So
you
like
made the New Year's resolution for you or something.
Yeah. That I need to get laid by the end of the year, and I was on OkCupid, and I believe I told you guys, like, I went on a date with a girl and I brought her back to my house and I said we had sex. We did not have sex. But I did finger her. And I remember, like, as I was making out with her and fingering her, she was fiending for sex.
And said no?
Was literally like, hey, fuck me right now. I was like, no, I don't want. And I realized, like, okay, like I felt like because she wanted to fuck, like I won the bet. Because it's like, look,
like that's all that you needed to check.
I could have had sex. So the only thing that stopped me from having sex was I just didn't want it.
It seems like a bet you don't need to be in then.
And yeah, so, but like, that's the thing. Like, as I was like, you know, hanging out, you know, hanging out with her or whatever, like hooking up with her, let's say, I was like, what am I doing? Like, I don't, like, I'm not into this, you know, like I'm not. And so that was a big turning point for me. And Dusty Rhodes.
But now you and Jenny are really good friends. So it ended up.
That was not Jenny.
No.
Is this the girl who forgot her glasses? Yes. This is the girl who left and never came back. And
she didn't want to see you so bad that she gave up her glasses.
I think she was just so embarrassed. It wasn't a glasses. I believe it was an earring.
Oh. It's the opposite of the. I'm going to side with Dusty. I think he knows the details better than you. It's like the opposite of the Curb episode where he saves the guy's life and he goes back for the sweater. She doesn't want the fuck the glow earring, but never mind.
Dusty Rosemuffler asked, which male porn star does Rob find attractive? Now, this was another.
There's got to be like 20 of them.
Looking back.
Jamie Gillis.
You know, I didn't have access to gay porn as a teenager, obviously. You know, the internet was pretty slow. And I didn't even know where to look.
But in that day, those days to get gay porn, you kind of had to go to the store and tell someone, hey, I want to rent this. Right.
Yeah. And I would, you know, I would never do that. I remember went into a sex shop in like Times Square in college. And I was like looking around, pretending. And then I went and I started looking at the gay videos.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself. And I was so like, this was like, such a, like, robbing a bank level anxiety of, like, whatever. And I remember the two shopkeeps were talking in their native language, not English. And I felt so – I was like, oh, they're talking about me. And I just, like, ran out.
It's so weird because they're trying to sell you shit. Like, they want you to buy that. They have gay porn there.
Yeah, exactly.
But they're still calling your mom to let her know that you're there.
Right, yeah, who knows?
He's got blue hair. I think he's gay.
Well, Deuterito asked earlier if you're going to dye your hair blue again now that you're out and proud.
So, I'd have to watch straight porn. I have to make do with straight porn because I got that for free with my illegal cable box.
and just admire the men in the scene?
Admire the men. And it became very difficult because obviously the scenes focus on the women. And a lot of the men in the 90s were incredibly unattractive. So it was slim pickings. But my favorite male porn star of that era was Vince Voyer. Do you guys remember him?
I remember the name. I can't remember.
He kind of looked like Buff Bagwell, I remember.
First of all, what an inappropriate name. He's doing the fucking. How is he a voyeur?
He just liked alliteration. That's all. What other V word could we go with instead of voyeur?
Pete Participant. How about that?
That was Peter North's original name, but it was just too long for the VHS boxes.
I have to turn on Safe Search.
He gave me more of a Matt LeBlanc vibe.
This guy. Yeah, I could see a Matt LeBlanc. Totally.
Oh, I know that guy now. Let's see. I wouldn't have picked him out by name, though.
He was easily the hottest male. But then there were, like, those really, really ugly guys with big dicks, like, Herschel something?
Herschel Savage. He didn't have a big dick.
That's right. We talked about him.
But he didn't. Wait, don't go away from this page yet. I just want to point something out. Why did Forever Young come up in your Vince Voyer search?
I don't know.
You're starring Mel Gibson.
I mean, it sort of looks like him.
It does.
I guess
a lot of people search porn star that looks like Mel Gibson in Forever Young, and then it's Voyer. So it gets an algorithm. He doesn't have a big dick. He doesn't have a tiny dick.
I remember he was in like every fucking porn.
Why is there a picture of Lisa Lampanelli?
Porn star who looks like Lisa Lampanelli.
they did a TV episode together, I guess. So there we go.
I think it's because they look alike.
Let's see. Evan Stone, I wasn't in. I mean, Evan Stone
looks
was like
Triple
all right. Yeah, I wasn't super into Evan Stone, but, you know, so in certain angles, he would do. It's like, all right, I've been watching porn for an hour.
He could be your balls icon, though, Evan Stone. He had, like, the lowest hanging balls of any male porn star that I remember.
How about Randy West?
Okay, yeah, he was all right. He was all right. Peter North, I was a fan of.
Who was that guy? Oh, he looked like
not a fan of Randy West.
Dirty debutantes? No. Oh, my God, there's a picture of Randy West with Glenn Close. I love that all of them have, like, look-alike images as well. This is great.
They look alike. Who was the one that looked like X-Pac? Remember him?
Oh, Tom Byron.
Yes.
Tom Byron.
Some people, everyone I knew said he looked like James Hetfield.
Did he have HIV or am I thinking of someone else? He did look a little like Hetfield, but I think X-Pac is the number one. In his youth, he doesn't really look like him now.
Yeah, he doesn't look like him now.
Was it Tom Byron or Mark Wallace?
Mark Wallace definitely had HIV, but I thought Tom Byron too. Something. No, L-I-L-L-I-C-E, Rob.
Spread someone.
Not familiar.
He had AIDS. That was a huge scandal. Like it was like right when AIDS was first a thing.
Mm.
And he spread.
Oh, TT Boy, that's a good one.
That's the one that's been mentioned on the show. I don't know if we should.
TT Boy was a little too hairy for me. Oh wow, he's still alive.
So this show just went from you coming out to like looking at porn stars.
looking at male straight porn stars. Yeah, that's about right.
How about Peter North? We mentioned him.
Yeah,
I said Peter North. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know if he gave you weight in on your opinion.
He's 50, the muscular male archetype.
Who's the guy that looks like Wallace Shawn, but he's like buff and on steroids? What the fuck? Brandon something. Brandon Iron.
I don't know if I know who that is. Is this the current or is
he looks like they've got the dopiest nerd face, but he's like huge dick and huge fucking like buff steroid guy. It don't fucking match. It's hilarious. You'll see if he finds it.
I can't find it.
Is it Brandon Iron? I might be wrong on that.
Yeah, not seeing it.
It don't fucking match.
Oh, it is Brandon Iron. It's just there's no clean results.
Oh, wow.
Just when I turned off the explicit search, he comes up.
But there's a nerd face, right?
Yeah. I can't. There's literally not one photo without his dick out, so I can't.
Okay, exactly.
Rate the dick on a scale of 1 to 10.
It's a good dick. It's a big dick.
I thought you don't care about that.
I mean, I don't care, but look, I'm going to call it out. Like it's a monster penis.
So you say you're the top. Does that mean there's no interaction with the dick? Or do you a reach around?
You
got to
do a courtesy, right? Like,
what's your involvement?
No, I'll suck some dick.
That's a drop.
It's not even a drop anymore. We know it.
Damn it. He'll just willingly say that now. God damn
Yeah,
it.
I'm not a fan of bottoming, I guess I would say. But otherwise,
how many times have you done it? Have you done it?
I've done it less than a handful of times.
Oh, wow. Really?
I've done it once, really. Like I would say, just once or twice.
Did it hurt too much, or what's the...
First time I did it, it was not pleasant, and I wasn't really into it. The second time, I was, like, willing bottom, and it was interesting, and I see the enjoyment in it, but it's not...
Personality.
I don't seek that out. I would much rather be the aggressor.
So I can only put this into my context of dealing with women, but when I feel like sexually I have what I like, but if a woman is so turned on by this thing that's outside my preferences, unless it's something really wild that I have an aversion to, I will try to do it. So I feel maybe that's the same thing as you, right?
Yeah, I'm very open in the bedroom. I'm willing to try everything once as long as it doesn't involve scat or myself being peed on. otherwise I'm game. I'm totally game.
Coming out as game? Didn't you? Gay puns.
It's like, I kind of look at it as like having sex is like, having a good improv partner. If you're both on the same page and yes, ending each other, it'll be great. And you learn something about yourself. Like, oh, I didn't know I liked that. That's how I found out I like my balls stretched. Someone just started stretching my balls. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Network. Like, and what was the context of them doing this?
It was just like a hookup. And they were like, wow, your balls are huge. And like, they started playing with that. He started playing with
while
them,
you were like making out or while you were already fucking?
No. While blowing me. Like while I'm getting out.
So how do you, So he said your balls were huge with a mouthful?
Well, like, he went back and forth. Like, as, you know,
He took you out of his mouth to comment on your balls.
He took my dick out of his mouth, commented on my balls, and then played with my balls. And then, like focused on my, like, sucked my balls.
Yeah. When he stopped what he was doing to say how huge your balls were, did you respond in any way?
I don't remember, but I've gotten that compliment. Multiple times. I'm very confident in the,
I have too, actually. I've gotten complimented on my testicles.
This is not a contest, Darren.
I'm not. I was just putting myself alongside Rob's experience. That's all. Not his balls, though.
Rob's,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure they don't compare. Rob is just aficionado. Like, he takes care of it. Like, I don't have world-class balls. I'm just saying, you know.
You never know. Maybe you do.
That's true. I haven't seen all the balls.
It's like when George becomes the hand model on Seinfeld. Like, he never knew that his hands were that. It just takes – it's on in the eye of the beholder, the ball holder.
The ball holder. The ball licker.
Oh, man. Torino asks, countdown to extinction era Dave Mustaine or rest in peace era Dave Mustaine? I would say I'm not a Dave Mustaine fan. I don't find him. He's not my type.
Come on, young Dave Mustaine is like.
He was attractive, but he's not like. I don't really like. I like darker features. I find myself more drawn to darker features.
Kirk Hammett.
I would burn like '90s Kirk Hammett. I was into.
Damn, Dave loses stuff. Out to Kirk Hammett yet again.
Got kicked out of Rob's bedroom.
Just or like a Nick Menza was attractive of Megadeth, of the Megadeth members.
What about the Nick Menza? Metal musicians of color, since you said you like darker people?
Sure. Yes. Bring them all. I like them all.
Okay. Well, you don't like Dave.
Dave's like, not a person of color.
I misunderstood. I thought you said
Orange is
the
color.
Musicians. Yeah, it's true. Ginger. Is that an offensive word? I don't want to say ginger. Some people don't like that. I lose track. I wanted to say sex is a lot like improv because oftentimes there's like 10 to 15 minutes of awkward silence and shittiness. It depends. It's a flip of the coin.
Yeah, Colombian neckbeard says Tosin Abasi is a handsome man. Absolutely. I'm very attracted to Tosin Abasi.
I'm impressed with how 45 minutes of this show is just who Rob wants to fuck.
I'm surprised it's only 45.
Dude, that's the rest of this podcast for...
Forever.
What video game characters would you fuck, Rob? Superman.
I don't have a
Ryu. Would you fuck Ryu?
Yeah, more Ryu than Ken.
How about Zangief? He's like the ultimate warrior.
That's probably too close to home.
Too much.
Dennis Rodman.
You used to talk all the time. Actually, now that I'm thinking,
I love Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman was a gay icon for me, for sure. Dennis Rodman was like, I think that was for me what I liked about him was that like he was queer coded, you know, like he was, and that I think that's why I was drawn to him. But I wouldn't say I was physically attracted to him, although he does have a great body.
Right. Not your type.
Yeah, Michael Jordan though I would bone. I mean,
still
who wouldn't? Still, I not. Wouldn't. Back in the day. Who was that center on the Magic who went to the Lakers? Dwight Howard?
Shaq?
I was going to say. That does fit Shaq, what you said.
Dwight Howard was very attractive, too.
What about George Mirason?
Let's see.
He was in My Giant, right?
Oh, Tony Kukoc, I thought was cute. He was like a nice
He
nice
basically
boy.
Got the word cock in his name.
George Mirason, I would not vote.
He looks like Uncle Gamma, probably a little bit.
Oh, that's a little insulting. I'm a little
to who?
It's Uncle Gamma. How dare you? Rob likes Dalsium because of the stretching.
Somebody earlier asked about your experiences with Grindr. If you've used Grindr,
yeah.
Do you have any stories with Grindr?
Sure.
Before we do Grindr, before we segue, I just want to ask, would you fuck Tony Parker?
Who's Tony Parker? I got to look him up.
From the Spurs.
Yeah, very handsome man.
I bet Rob says yes.
I do too.
French. That big uncut meat.
Definitely looks like he's uncut, just I could tell. But yeah. No, not really my type.
He's a Frenchman. emigre.
Yeah. Okay, multiple star. People asking if you'd fuck Mikey Bibble.
Yes. Unquestionably.
Mikey back Bibble. To back people.
Mikey good. Bibble.
I sorry, I threw the topic off. So Grindr. Sid wants to know about Grindr.
Yeah, I use Grindr. Men are pigs, I want to say. Men are much hornier. That was the other thing, learning about, like, the culture of men on men. Like, I feel with, I think with gay men, they're much more assertive than, like, if you, like, I've been at a gay bar, mm-hmm. and a guy would just come up to me and touch my feet, be like, wow, you're so beautiful, and kiss me.
That's
and it's like,
are.
That's
kiss you on
that's,
the mouth?
Yeah, you kiss me on the mouth. Or like kind of like a side
and
mouth.
What did you do?
Thing?
Did you like lean in?
I was with
like
my boyfriend at the time, hand in hand, and he came up to me into this, by the way. I want to mention.
God damn.
And I think it's just that's like in gay culture, it's kind of like assault is tolerated just because of the conception that, you know, like a man can handle his own business. Right. Theoretically, you know what I mean? Like,
it makes sense.
Whereas in like a straight bar, if a man did that, he would have gotten thrown out of the bar.
Yeah.
Know?
Right.
And I feel like, you know, gay bars are fucking men are pigs. Let's just say.
I think it makes sense to me because it's like men are men, no matter what they do. Biological evolutionary mandates, you know, say that men have these type of traits like desires. Unlike, you know, they're more controlled by horniness. Not that women don't get horny, but
yeah.
I feel like when you're a straight man, you have to tiptoe around the rules of society, which are there for a good reason, to protect women. But you don't have to deal with that if you're dealing with other men. The other man gets it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me that men, even though that they assault people in bars is not great, but I understand a freer sexual culture when men only
there's a like you get a pass for the first time essentially, and then mm-hmm. if the person tells you no and you keep doing it, then it is
right.
very much defined as assault.
Understood. But I want to be like I already know, but I feel like I need to like lead the audience and ask the questions that I asked when I found this out, which is that you said you're in a 10-year relationship but you go to gay bars. Like, how does that work? And that you're on Grindr and stuff.
Yeah, it's a kind of like a relatively open relationship.
If you want to talk about that. If you don't, I apologize.
No, it's fine. I mean, like, one of us makes out with another guy or whatever.
Okay.
It's fine. Yeah.
Have you ever had a three-way?
Not, like, I've made out with two guys at a bar, but I've not done more than that.
But to be,
you know, I've been in a group scenario in like a public place, but not having sex.
Like to be in a relationship for 10 years and you also do that stuff to me is like foreign. I'm not judging it or it's bad or something. I just can't wrap my brain around it. Like that.
I feel like there's less, I don't know. I feel like there's less monogamy in the gay world just because, again, we're all men and we all basically realize that we're pervs and want to have sex. And, you know, I never really understood the idea of like, oh, the sex meant nothing until I had sex that meant nothing. And that it, in the sense of it was just all lust and there was no love behind it. Like, it is totally different. And I feel like that's kind of the exception. That's why it's allowed, maybe. I don't know.
But I have to ask, like, aren't there just boring accountants that have like 25-year relationships that only...
Yeah, certainly. There's plenty of gay people that have what are defined as like heteronormative relationships with other gay men, but I feel it's not the majority.
Yeah. It almost, I don't know where to tread on this issue because I feel like if that is what it seems like to me too, from outside, but I feel like if I say that I'm sort of stereotyping gay people as like horny fuck bombs or something.
Oh no, we are. I feel that's what it is about it's like the horniness without the, like preconceived kind of barriers of like, oh, you're raping me, or you know, this is assault, or I can't defend myself, kind of.
Right.
That would be if you would act out on that horniness to a woman. Now, maybe this is a little misogynist.
No, I think you're right. I think,
but I just, it's just like kind of what I've noticed going to gay bars and the different vibe versus straight bars. And there, it depends on the gay bar. Some are much more primal than others. Some are basically like, for example, in West Hollywood in LA, there's a whole strip of just gay bar. It's like the gay, and it feels more like gay Disney World. It's like, yes, it's a gay bar. Yeah. There's like, but you know, like it's very, I guess heteronormative. Like, you know, there's women, there's straight couples. It's like, oh, it's like a Disney attraction. Like, oh, look at West Hollywood. You know, like it's not the seediness of like a true gay bar where everyone's just looking to fuck. Everyone's just looking to be seen and like have drinks or whatever. Yeah.
Rob, technically, so it's in it. LA, so it's Disneyland, gay Disneyland.
Oh, good point.
But you're going to Orlando, so you could cover both bases.
That's true.
Maybe they have a strip. Probably a strip mall, being Orlando.
Well, there was that one club, but then that guy shot it up.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
That was in Orlando, right?
That was, yeah.
RIP a nightclub.
There's a big, I believe there's a big gay scene in Orlando.
I got to ask a question, and this one's really directed at Sid, though.
Uh-oh.
I feel like there's so many opportunities for RIP this week, being that we're talking about Rob and penises. But I wanted to leave that to you. What is the RIP for this week?
Rob is proud.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. Like, I applaud that.
We'll keep it positive and wholesome.
I was going to go with Rob inserts peens, but that's fine.
Rob's into penetration.
But one way.
Yeah, I hope it's, I'm not closed. My butt's not closed off.
Wow.
Well, how would you shit if it was closed off?
Right.
Deuterino, you're not married yet, right? Maybe you meet Rob in L.A. when he's over there. And
yeah. I wouldn't let Deuterino
stop finger in. You don't think Deuterino's handsome?
He said top him.
He's
he
handsome.
Him.
But what about just stick a finger in?
No, I'm not into that.
Deuter's a twink anyway.
I wouldn't say he's a twink.
What is Deuterino?
I haven't seen him with the shirt off, but I would say more otter.
Really? He's so thin. He looks like Ryan Gosling. He looks like Ryan Gosling. The Latino Ryan Gosling.
El Dorito's a handsome man, though. No,
is Dorito Latino?
Is he?
I don't think so.
He's very tan.
Dusty Rhodes Muffler wants to know about the crustacean sensation, a.k.a. God Stomper.
What about him?
Would you fuck him?
Oh, no, I would not. I don't, like, all livecast, I don't, all you livecast fans, you're just.
Like family?
You're like family. I don't see it. Like, that's the thing. It's like there's two different modes with guys for me. Just guys that I see sexually and guys that I just don't. And like,
what about Sean?
No, Sean's. I don't like redheads really. Dan Ozzie's a handsome man. I would bone Dan Ozzie.
Oh, let's get him on the line.
By implication, then, are you saying you're not that close with Dan Ozzie?
he's negging him by complimenting him.
Dan Ozzie's so hot that you go over the boundary of friendship.
It's worth ending a friendship to get in that.
No, it's not worth ending the friendship. But
you cross the barrier if he offered
it
up.
Like, he's, hold on. I got to call on my audio message. I need to re-enter.
Okay. Are you going to re-enter, Rob?
Ken Pierce, Dusty Rhodes Muffler wants to know if Rob would come
from
Ken
Pierce.
Oh,
I can answer that. Rob would not fuck Ken Pierce.
Trevor Sternad.
First of all, if you fuck Ken Pierce, let alone whether he's attractive or not, you got to listen to him talk after.
He's going
to
yelp about it afterwards.
Yes. 4 stars. Pretty good. Not the best experience.
He wasn't into that kind of sharing of his butthole.
I insisted I be the top.
What about Noah's fiance?
Obviously an attractive guy, but not really my type.
Too Semitic?
Semitic guys work for me. They got dark features.
They're about Israeli guy.
Not my type, but he's a handsome man.
I cannot think about an Israeli woman like like sexually, like hardcore, like not if she's an American, assimilated American from Israel, but that accent is just such a.
They don't have to talk.
That's true. You can fill their mouth with stuff.
That's
true. Moans are acceptable.
Corpse grinder.
No.
You don't want to be manhandled. Imagine topping corpse grinder. I think
he'd be a gentle lover, though. He's a big, 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 burly guy, but, I mean, he's such a sweet, sweet dude.
Nuzzle you?
Yeah, I think he'd be, well, he might get into it when the sec that's going down, but, like, I feel like he'd be very gentle and caring about it, you know, and afterward cuddle you.
Pepe Godla.
I do not.
He's in the friend zone. Well,
yeah,
Jose Mangan?
Deep in the friend zone.
Jose is as well?
Yeah. Correct.
You sure? Because I heard.
I love Jose Mangan.
I heard you say that.
I do love Jose.
I love Jose Mangan.
Dusty Rhodes wants to know about Mark B.
Oh, yes.
The Semitic people.
Absolutely.
Man, bro, a set of balls.
What's it called? Left Behind says Tim Lindemann. I think he means Till Lindemann, the frontman of Rammstein. That guy is very attractive. I feel like a few of the guys of Rammstein are pretty attractive.
He's
got to
be in his
like,
late 60s. How old are those guys?
He's got some serious alpha personality.
Maybe there's some kind of like repressed World War II. You want to be manhandled by a German energy going on.
Yeah.
Do a little oven reenactment role play.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I don't mean Cosby play. That's out of bounds.
Big time Tommy.
Oh!
Take it easy. That's the old school way.
Real old school.
I like relatively, you know, fit, I guess, guys. Muscles are nice.
Are there any butthole preferences? Is that even a thing?
Jesus?
Are you that, like, in the weeds of butts that you have specific...
The tighter,
like,
the
paint
better.
Paint sizes or
no, I don't
angles?
Have, I don't have preferences, I guess, that specific on buttholes.
Hemorrhoids?
As long as
those, no.
Well, obviously, I would prefer no hemorrhoids, yeah.
just wiping my ass. I can't imagine with a dick in there.
Have you ever bent a dude over and there was a little bit of toilet paper wedged in there?
No.
What would you do if that happened? Would
you
call
it out?
You
think he's looking that closely?
I hope so. He's got to get it in there. It's like landing a plane.
Come on, but it's like, no, it's riding a bike. I mean, you do.
I am very forgiving of such matters. It's just like, hey, you know, if such an occurrence happens.
It's hard to clean.
Or if there is some striking of gold, so to speak.
Oh, no. Is that what it's called?
What does that mean? Wait a minute. Hold on. Back up. What's striking gold?
Well,
you hit something? You hit a reef? What?
Imagine.
Would it be more like striking oil?
Sure. Okay. Certainly. if something like that happens, it's like, hey, well, first of all, I always take it as a compliment that I've gotten
that far in.
I got that far in. And say, I'm just like, hey, let's take a quick pause. I mean, you should probably shower. But it's, and I'm always just like, it's totally fine. I'm not, like, you shouldn't feel insecure about it.
But what do they say when you say take a shower? I'd be mortified.
They'll do it. I mean.
You've never had one of them get upset? Like, oh, my goodness.
If they do, I try to just be like, hey, I don't care. I take it as a compliment. I'm flattered that, that I've done this for you. And it's, I don't mind it. It's fine. You know, they shower, take a break, and then get back into it. And if anything,
you shower with them?
It just means more rim jobs, which I'm a fan of.
How long are these sessions?
Giving.
You're taking a break.
Sometimes they could be 1 or 2 hours. Who knows?
Jeez.
Sometimes they could be 15 minutes.
What stamina? And you're the top the whole time. So this is like you're being stimulated for 2 hours.
Well, it's not just like straight fucking for 2 hours. There's like
he's checking blabbermouth during it. He's doing it.
I'm not checking blabbermouth. I'm just going
No,
there's like cuddle breaks or whatever, you know, like you try different positions and all that.
Interviewing the drummer of Ghost while he's fucking the guy from Grindr. Hey, why is the angle all the way up there? Don't worry about it. So anyway, your new album.
I think that's in their rider. They can only be interviewed by dudes who are currently fucking other dudes.
Oh, okay.
So it worked out for Rob. You get all the Ghost exclusives.
Just another cult music fan asks, did I miss the Hickey story?
You just did, but we're still kind of archived. Sure.
Yeah, and if you're on YouTube, you can just rewind a little bit.
The top ten Slipknot stories of the year. As he's getting his dick sucked, he's writing this bang.
As he's slipping into a knot.
I think, by the
way. Oh, you know who I fuck? Phil Abante. I would totally hate
him.
Like, not so much now. Now he's kind of let himself go, but there was a moment where he was, like, really in
that. Oh, that was going to be my next question, because he looks like a dweeb to me. Like, I was going to say, would you just fuck him because you want to fuck someone you hate, or he looks good?
Oh, well, like, he looked much better, like, than he does now.
Fair enough.
Frankie Palmieri.
Now, not so much.
So did I.
No, Frankie Palmieri, no, I'm not interested.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think I looked better a decade ago because I was out of shape. I think I looked better 2 decades ago.
Great question by Dusty Rhodes Muffler. Is Metal Injection going to have hunk of the day? I'm working on it.
Don't gender code it. Just let it be babe of the day, but men are included also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Besides, you have a brand. You can't break up the brand. Babe of the day resonates with people. That's what our market research shows. I think, by the way, Mark B. might be slightly homophobic because I know Rob approached him once and he said
this. Me and my wife are very well trained in Momando.
He's threatening you with martial arts.
He wants more man, though.
More Mando. I want more Mando.
Yeah, Rob. Break that bed, the three of you bouncing around that bed in his house.
I don't think Rob adding to it would break it more than it's broken. Sorry, Mark.
Knock this shit off!
I think Mark would have to be the bottom, like, by default.
Could you get through that much butt cheek, though, to reach pay dirt?
Well,
you need the jaws of life to pry that butt open.
He just said he's reaching pay dirt fairly often.
Well, but he's probably doing it with people that are more, you know, trim.
That's true. It's a challenge.
There's less coral reef.
Oh, turn the sonar on.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You're not going to live to see your next birthday, and that I promise you.
I don't even remember that one. Wow.
I think that was the...
That's for Nazis, he said.
No. No, I think that was the person on Facebook who he had a beef with that insulted Tracy.
Oh.
I said his wife's name. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, that happens.
That's fine.
You did a screen grab of something from his Facebook yesterday, didn't you, Rob, in the Discord?
Yeah, but I shielded his name.
Right. Oh, that was weird too. That was like racist or something.
He was complaining about. Well, let me go find it.
Why can't the NHL start on anything on time?
But he got a racist response.
Yeah, the reply is because it's run by Jews.
great people. Only the best people are in his friend list.
I mean, it is run by Jews. But
were there any further comments in that thread, or is that the end of it? Can we go back? I want to see.
Let's see.
I'm sure that's not something that Mark would take kindly to. I mean,
he
had the whole thing about, you know.
I was born Jewish. Half the fucking city's Jewish.
Does that mean he was born late?
His response was LOL. So he found the comedy in his friends.
Be an inside joke or something.
Well, Sid, his birth was run by Jews, so yeah, it was probably late. 9/11 was an inside joke. Run by Jews.
Then they called me a Jew bastard.
It was late all the time.
Not late for dinner.
How did we get from ass fucking to Mark?
I don't know.
Someone asked if Rob would ass fuck Mark.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's a very straight line from point A to point
B. I guess I blocked it out. You're right. It was simple.
Jerry the King Lawler, Rob. Would you fuck Jerry the King Lawler?
No.
But not now. He's 70. But what about 30 years ago?
No, too hairy.
RVD?
Yeah, back in the day, for sure, in the 90s.
He's a good looking. He looks like Van Damme. That's how he got that name.
Van Damme I had a huge crush on growing up, I realized.
The
like,
split
I think that was,
Time Cop.
Yeah, I feel like that was such an awakening for me as well. Like looking back, watching. What was the one? Lionheart. That was the one where he's like,
that's where he's got the little dance scene, right? That has become a GIF that people use.
Oh, yeah, a GIF.
Can I tell you the one? He just says Jif to taunt you. You know what I think was, I just realized this thinking back, the one when he's in prison, what's the one where he like infiltrates a prison and he's not really in prison. They send him in there to catch somebody, but he has to do it, pretend he's a prisoner. So he goes through all this shit, but there's a lot of homo around.
Death Warrant.
Is it? No.
Shawshank Redemption.
Maybe it's
In Death Hell.
Warrant. I can't remember. I think it might be Death Warrant, but it's very homoeroticized. I remember thinking that in the theater, like, you know, that it was, some of the scenes were uncomfortable, like just over the top. Like,
well, I feel like a lot of his stuff, it's not really homoerotic because I think it was to target women, but hey, there's another, because there would always be a scene where he like had a shirt off or had like a sex scene with a lady and he's the one wearing like very skimpy
yeah.
underwear. And I was into it.
Did you ever get any weird feelings when Darren would do his JCVD impression?
Yes.
Rob drops out of the fucking.
He had to go jerk off.
Bring that up.
Yes.
Robert, okay, I know you're stroking it to me right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you love me. You just shot a thick rope, a thick milky rope.
Oh, no, stop it, Darren, stop.
I'm so sexy, yes.
This is too much.
Think of my abs, think of my six-pack. It's a noose pack.
The cast of Top Gun. I never really found Tom Cruise attractive, but young Val Kilmer could absolutely get it.
Val Kilmer in Top Secret. How about that? He's playing the Elvis.
What about Val Kilmer now, like post... What is he, have face cancer or
no,
something?
No, not so much. Val Kilmer in Heat was like the ideal Val Kilmer.
That's
also
your
like
favorite movie, Val Kilmer in Heat.
Yeah, I was going to say. You're in Heat. Big
fan of Brad Pitt as well. I mean, that's not really saying anything.
It's a very basic bitch of you.
Yeah, very basic bitch.
He likes him for his character actor work.
Him in Fight Club was like, oh, hello. Oh, hello.
What about 50-year-old Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah. No, Brad Pitt could still get Brad Pitt looks incredible. Like, he could still get it.
And that movie is, like, shirtless for a good chunk of the film.
He looks great. I'm in awe of his...
Leo? What about Leo?
I liked him as a kid, but now he's, like, a little let himself go. But also, he kind of reminded me too much of one of my... distant cousins, so it would always felt a little weird to find him attractive.
You had two good friends named Leo.
It's true.
Would you bang either of them?
No.
What about Ed Asner?
Yes. The one bear exception.
That's the episode title.
What about Azamat from Borat? Would you fuck him? He showed up in Cobra Kai, right? Azamat. Is that him or?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I was like, "Whoa, Azamat's in this." He plays like a crooked landlord or something. I think it's him. I mean, it looks exactly like
probably.
Him. I didn't Google it, but
there's not many people that look like that. So if it looks like him, it's probably.
Yeah. Well, Ed Asner looks like him, and he's also in Cobra Kai.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
He is like Johnny Lawrence's. Son's stepfather. His mother, his ex-wife remarried Ed Asner, who's like 40 years older than her.
Okay. Huh. Rob, what about Bea Arthur?
Woman. She's a woman.
What?
Oh, don't just be
I Arthur. Thought the B stood for bro.
No, she's a lovely, lovely, handsome woman. She's comely.
Rob, what about your friend Nick?
Yeah, I would bone Nick.
Does he know this?
Yeah, I told him.
You haven't boned him?
I haven't boned him.
He seems like he'd be down for it one time.
Yeah, really? Maybe Nick, maybe if we're both drunk.
I don't know if you're kidding, but what about Nick is breaking the friend barrier? Is he that attractive? No, I'm not putting him down, but I'm just curious.
I don't know. I can't explain. I just always found him attractive. I don't know.
Is it because you think Nick would reciprocate? Whereas, like,
no, it wasn't even before. It was even before. I just found him attractive. I don't know.
I'm not saying why you find him attractive.
He's got. I mean, like, now not so much because he's lost that twink vibe.
You said you can appreciate your friends who are attractive, but you don't see him that way. But what makes you see Nick that way? I'm saying.
I don't know.
As an exception.
I don't have an answer.
What about Bushwick Barry?
The mind wants what the mind wants. No, I don't see Barry.
Lonnie?
Actually, no.
Christopher Russo.
Yes.
Those tight dungarees.
Tight? I thought he was the baggy ones.
I picture him in tight.
Walking around serious with his sweatpants on. I got skid marks.
Cousin Brucey?
Rob, that's a bad job by you, hitting on Cousin Brucey.
It's an HR violation.
Deep in my poop shoot on CBS again, baby.
Vince Neil.
Yes.
No.
What about Vince
of Motley
Crue? 1981.
Of Motley Crue, I would say a young Nikki Six was the only fuckable one.
Not Tommy Lee, just to play around with that world famous schlong.
I was not into Tommy Lee. The tattoos are a bit much, and he's a little too skinny.
Well,
but I feel like
you can try out the wheelchair thing.
I feel like Nikki Six was like he had the prettiest face. I mean, I guess Vince Neil had the prettiest face, but he had like the perfect balance of pretty and masculine. I guess.
What about the dead guy in the passenger seat?
I'm
the Hanoi Rocks dude.
I'm not gonna acknowledge either way if I find Raffle attractive.
Before he died, come on. I'm not saying you're a corpse fucker. Unless you want to do that revelation next week too.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we basically covered it. And if you're listening to
the
archive,
let us know during the week.
Well, hold on. Let me finish. If you are listening to the archive and you find yourself having a question that we did not answer about this topic, you can, of course, email us, ripalivecast@gmail.com, and you could either send the question as an email or record a voice memo and send that and we'll play it, or record a video and we'll play it. You could do that at ripalivecast@gmail.com if you have any further questions.
Discord, you could get in the Discord.
Get in the Discord as well. That's right. We have a Discord running.
Mm-hmm.
The invite link is on the podcast page.
You can Photoshop Rob making sweet love to any of these celebrities.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, boy.
You know, you need to take the next
Don't
week off of work and do
I have to say, of all the things that we've discussed, the only thing that kind of, I don't know, made me feel uncomfortable, but, like, it's a little odd talking about musicians I want to fuck because I, like,
You know them?
Because you might?
No, not that I have a chance with them, but it would just be weird if it got back to them. And like, hey, so you want to fuck me?
Phil Anselmo?
Not that they're, baby Phil Anselmo, maybe? Like 90s Phil Anselmo, but they never really did.
The thing with Phil Anselmo is you know what a shithead he is, kind of, like, in certain things. So like
I'm trying to think like who in like famous metal bands.
That's how I am with like women, famous women that I know they have objectionable views or whatever, and I'm like, and it makes it. I'm very much an emotional like sexual person. I have to really like the person that I'm sleeping with. And
the only reason you won't bang Deborah Messing.
Yeah, no, that's not true. She has a pretty face. But she's way too bony. Like, I don't know. She's very
Still?
Skinny. Last time I saw her, she was.
Rob, could you highlight the question Dusty Rhodes Muffler just asked, please?
Oh,
Would you let Randy Bly push you off the bed?
No, he's the top. You push Randy off the bed. But, Hillary Clinton, I find the young Hillary Clinton, like, 30s, 20s and 30s, she was attractive. I find her repulsive.
Nancy
no,
Pelosi.
You're thinking of her. No, Nancy Pelosi was never.
Not even then? She's. Mm-hmm. I feel like she's one of the better-looking 80-year-old women I've ever seen.
I think she's
so
awful. She's like an animatronic robot.
Like a skeleton, yeah.
But like an attractive one. Like, compare her to like Feinstein or somebody like that.
She looks like
Christine Todd Whitman.
Madame Tussauds made her thing and like fucked up. It's like the one that I got to start over. There was an earthquake while she was carving the wax.
I mean, I'll admit there is a little. Like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black, like skin suit vibe to her, but like best version of that.
Would you shut up about the car? Would you shut up about the Medicare for all?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, I think, so that's our email. And I want to talk about our Spotify playlist very quickly. Every week, we each pick a song. It's called the RIP Livecast Music Break. You can just search for it on Spotify. You can find it. We have a nice playlist going. And this week, I picked a song from the industrial band Three Teeth. And the song is a cover of the Foster and the People song, Pumped Up Kicks. And they turned a pop song into a really incredible, sludgy industrial song. And the song has been stuck in my head for 2 weeks. I don't even like the original version. It's not good, but this version is really, really good. And the hook is even better in this version than in the original version. So check it out. Then we have a very nice pick from Darren, Very Dirty Mouth.
I picked a band, which is really one guy who's a comedian, but he's put out this song as a band called The Cunts. And the song is called Boris Johnson is a Fucking Cunt. And I really enjoyed it. It's just him saying Boris Johnson is a fucking cunt over and over. He's sort of like the Seth Putnam of comedy. I feel like there's
wow.
Yeah, he just does a lot of how can I say it? He does like shocking song titles, I guess. Like I'm trying to find a few here, but
what's the guy's name?
What's his name? I think he only has a stage name. I don't think his name is Little Cunt. I think Use My Arsehole as a Cunt is another song.
Okay,
That's
Rob's Grinder name.
I'm trying to find it. Oh, All I Want for Christmas is You to Bring Me Off. I sucked off a bloke two new songs to our souvenir. I have a little wank and I have a little cry. This one.
Aww.
Kiss me under the camel toe. Hurry up and suck me off before I get famous. And then he has another song called Boris Johnson is Still a Fucking Cunt.
Oh, the sequel.
Nice. Yes. So, but it's not, I mean, there's all different styles. Like he doesn't do all punk. This is like a done as a punk song, but so whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's very funny and there's a lot of good material there. We'll check it out.
Fit.
And the lead, John Reese, the lead singer of Rocket from the Crypt, has a new solo project out. Mm-hmm. And he released a new single off of it this week called Do You Still Want to Make Out? And it is awesome. It sounds just like peak Rocket from the Crypt. So I'm always here for that. So that's my pick. Some new music for a change, but by an old musician. So
wait,
this is the best you're going to get.
John Kreese, the sensei? The Christ,
well, almost.
I didn't know. He did music.
So those are our picks?
Yeah.
And then what else do I got to plug? Patreon. Of course, I mentioned the bonus episodes. And also follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch.
I know what you want to plug, Paul Masvidal.
Not so much anymore.
No.
Oh.
Nothing against it. I mean, he's still very attractive. It's just like, God, I've moved on.
What about the guy from that band that died?
Sean Reiner?
Sure.
Well, I guess two of them died. Sean Malone was the other one. Sean Reiner was actually a really good friend of mine. We had a lot of good conversation. He got me weed when I was in L.A. before it was legal. And we hung out and smoked, and I met his husband. I spoke.
No mutual masturbation?
No mutual masturbation, but he did give me tips on the good bars, the good clubs in L.A. to go to.
No mutual masturbation, but we did fuck a lot.
Let's show a little respect, please, guys. Seriously.
What's the disrespectful thing?
Everything you guys just said.
It's a compliment to have sex with Robert Pasabini.
Okay, stop.
We did this to Noah for like 10 years, okay?
But we didn't. We never respected her, so that goes without saying.
No.
Mitch Locker, that's a good one.
I was going to ask that, too.
Did you? Would you?
I did not. And he's attractive, but a little too skinny for me.
Maybe. Is that why he fell off the bike? Because you fucked him raw before and he couldn't sit on it, right? I get a no comment from Rob. It's such a victory.
He said he's definitely skinnier now, so I don't think that's going to work.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, we got shout outs.
Yes, we do have shout outs.
How are you going to do this?
Should I do them in a femme voice?
Well, but you're not. That's like betraying yourself.
I don't know. How do we do it?
You can just read them. You don't have to always do it in voice, do you?
Yeah, I'll do them in my gay voice. Ready?
Okay.
Eric. Benjamin.
Okay.
El Deuterino. Dan R. The point
about,
being there is no such thing as a gay voice.
We get it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What if after each one you say whether you would or would not hook up with them?
I haven't met most of these people.
Just based on their names or whatever you assume about them.
Why don't you just make a gay pun about everyone's name?
I don't know. Wouldn't that make them... do we want to make our top LifeCast fans feel uncomfortable?
Well, they're
yes.
the tops. They're the top LifeCast fans.
Yeah.
No,
all right. Well,
whatever you want to do.
I do want to mention that to be a top LifeCast fan, it's in our Patreon. The perk is $10 a month. It's everything you get for the $5 a month perk with the bonus episodes and all that. Plus, you get a little shout out at the end of the show, which is right now. So who do we have here? Paul Lindvoice. Well, that's all right. I don't know. How about I do the B-52's voice?
That's basically the same thing.
I guess it is the same thing. I don't know. I feel uncomfortable doing it. I feel like I'm letting down my people if I do it.
Why don't you do the JCVD voice?
Okay. Chia! Give a shout out to A. Why isn't Darren just doing the JCVD?
I just thought it was your spotlight this week.
No. I feel awkward right now. Someone else do it.
Eric Benjamin El Deuterino, I'm going to pepper you with body shots. Dan Oss, M.I.M., and Mindy Mayer's keeper. I worked on her political campaign. I did several ads for her, and I peppered her with body shots as well. Jandel Rabaganush, a.k.a. Justine, that sounds very, very ethnic. I like it. Chester Chassisitz, I remember you, Kettle Decaf, and Rubber Vampiro were all interns on Kickboxer 2. It was very exciting in 1987. Hugo likes tacos. I do not like tacos. You know what I like? Brussels sprouts. Lando Danks, Lacroix, Corey, and Scotty H. Corey and Scotty H at the same time. That's like me in Double Impact. Yeah! Doug Pigman, who gave Rob the hickey? I think you need to change your name because now we know who gave Rob the hickey, and it wasn't a spin kick to the tits like I did to Noah. And Douglas, who are you, Levison? And hey, guys, it's Josh. That is all the live cast. Fans of the week, JCVD is going back to Brussels. Chia! Die, everybody.
Can I just say I messaged Who Gave Rob the Hickey on Patreon earlier today during the episode to be like, just so you know, I think next week you're going to need to change your shout-out name. And he actually replied. He's like, shit, I'll have to think about it. I won't be able to listen live today because I'm getting married.
Oh.
So I responded and said congrats. And he said, thanks. I look forward to the reveal of Who Gave Rob the Hickey. It'll be a wedding gift.
Oh, well, I'm glad to have provided you with such a wonderful wedding gift, I think.
That was nice. Little revelation from one of the patrons.
Wonderful. Well, we've learned so much.
We sure have.
Today. And,
very proud of you, Rob.
Thank you. And if you have any questions, like I said, feel free. Email us. RIPLiveCast@gmail.com. Getting a little burpy.
And if you see Rob on a beach in Mexico, feel free to kick sand on his face.
Yeah.
As a way to say hello.
Feel free to take your chances. He's 6'5".
How quickly can you get up off the sand? Like if somebody started shit, how quickly can you get yourself up to chase them?
A few seconds? I don't know. Like, doesn't what?
Like, would they have enough of an advantage that they would be able to easily escape?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that'd be
okay.
The right way.
So, yeah, there you go. Just kick and run.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in. We will be back next Saturday. And I'll be in Mexico. So hopefully I'll still be alive.
Rob will still be gay.
All right.
That was fantastic.
Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
Seriously,
fun.
Dude. That will be our first international episode next week, right? None of us have ever been from across a border during a show, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't think.
I'm trying to think if I did I call in when I was in Paris or any of the Caribbean islands, maybe?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Well, did Noah ever call in from Israel?
No.
Israel. She was too busy partying with me.
So, like, as far as clips for this, do we do clips or do we want to avoid spoiling the episode for people who haven't listened yet?
Good question. No, we didn't talk about anything else.
So. Yeah.
Maybe Vince Neil for 2 seconds. But that was whether you want to fuck him.
At the very beginning, we talked about you going on vacation. So maybe we could, like, the pizza discussion or the San Diego Mexican food discussion.
Sort of burying the lead.
Sure, but it's a way to be able to post clips but not spoil anything, really.
All right.
And then maybe, I know. And it's probably easier for you that way. You only have to listen to, like, the first 15 minutes, and if you could get any clips from that, great.
I mean, whatever you want, I'll do it. I don't care.
Like, what are the rest of you guys think?
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Could also just do what Sid was suggesting. Could also do, what was the thing? Like, it could be a very short clip of, like, when I say, like, oh, and the you know, like, when I'm just revealing it, but, like, cut it off right before I reveal it so that people want to listen.
And then maybe during the week you could send some Mexico pictures and we could post that.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
For some of the days.
Having a bunch of photos.
Beautiful.
Cool. Also, I just realized we got billed again for Zoom. I'm going to cancel that right now.
Thank you.
I'm just going to email about it. Yeah, because we don't need to, at this point, this works, right?
Like, yeah. I think so.
I really like it. I think it's much better. I feel like there's much more interaction.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. When they cancel, you get a cheaper rate for 3 months. Nothing.
Like the cable company.
Yeah. All right. So that's canceled. Okay. So we're good, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was that called you that you had to, like, step away?
Oh, it was my bank. I would call them that I was going to be in Mexico. They were going to call me back. So, of course, they called during the show.
Of course.
And there's this weird bug when I get a call. I can't hear the audio anymore. That's why I kept signing out and signing back.
Do you have the headphones connected to your phone also?
No, I have them. Oh, maybe that could be it. But I just assumed it's because my phone is connected to my computer so I can get the calls on the computer.
Okay.
So mess, like, it changes the audio or something.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll get the episode up and then we'll see you guys. All right. Later.
Goodbye.